Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about the Quarter 3 HDB Price Index. What does it mean ahead for the property market? HDB just released the flash estimate for the third quarter of 2024. Will HDB prices continue to move upwards or downwards? I will also do an in-depth study in relation to the demand that caused prices to spike. After all, the demand must come from somewhere, right? Without further ado, let's go. First off, let's talk about our humble HDB flat. HDB flat estimate of the third quarter 2024. Resale price index is 192.6, an increase of 2.5% over that in the second quarter of 2024. In this table, we can see that resale price keep increasing from 1.8% in the first quarter to 2.3% in the second quarter, and now to the third quarter. Will price continue to move upwards in the fourth quarter? What is your view? To share them with me. This is after the HDB resale price index has appreciated by 47% since the third quarter of 2019. This is the point where prices have bottomed up. Prices have appreciated by 6.8% from the start of 2024 till date. I think the fourth quarter data will remain elevated despite the latest cooling measure. Why are HDB prices still going so strongly? Based on PropNest research, the price growth can be attributed to the healthy demand for HDB resale flats, which have seen higher transactions in recent quarters. HDB said that 8,035 flats have been resold in quarter 3, 2024. This has surpassed the 7,068 units resold in quarter 1, 2024, and 7,352 units transacted in quarter 2, 2024, making what will be the strongest resale volume since quarter 3, 2021, where 8,433 flats were resold. In the first 9 months of 2024, HDB resale volume has reached 22,455 units. PropNest expect the HDB resale volume could potentially come in at 28,500 to 29,500 for the whole of 2024, outperform the 26,735 flats resold in 2023. The number of million-dollar resale flat that changed hand hit another record high in quarter 3, 2024, with 331 units sold in the quarter, including the 419 units of million-dollar flats resold in first half 2024. There are now 750 such flats transacted in roughly the first 9 months of 2024. This already far exceeded the 469 units that were resold in the whole of 2023. Million-dollar flats constitute 4.2%. If we look closer into the numbers, the number of flats that are selling above 800,000 amount to 16.7%. I believe this number will continue to inch up with more HDB MOP flats hitting the market in the years to come. What the authority is doing now to cool the market? Ramping up more BTO supply to reduce the demand in the resale market. But will this really work? Giving housing grants to first-timer is one possible solution. But is that sustainable too? After all, housing grants are public funds. As mentioned before, the demand for HDB flats come from many segments. They could be singles, just married couples, PR, HDB upgraders, seniors looking at downgrading to private property owners. Let's look closer into this segment. I can't help but wonder if the strong demand for HDB resale flat is due to an aging population. In this population, in brief 2024 report that was published by the National Population and Talent Division, Singapore Department of Statistics, Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration and Checkpoint Authority, and Ministry of Manpower. The report stated that Singapore population is aging rapidly. The proportion of citizens aged 65 and above increased from 12.4% in 2014 to 19.9% in 2024. By 2030, around 1 in 4 citizens, or 24%, will be aged 65 and above. Xiao liao, this means close to 1/5 of our population will be seniors just 6 years down the road. This means our society is aging. Why are seniors downgrading to an HDB flat? Especially so for those who stay in private properties, commonly referred to as PPO. One reason is the affordability of an HDB flat. Secondly, there are lower fees with lower maintenance fees as compared to a private condo. Thirdly, HDB has many features in a HDB flat for our seniors to age in place. Yes, you hear me correctly. There is not only physical infrastructure that is put in place such as grab bars, ramps to non-slip floors. HDB towns also offer a more social compact that also incorporate elderly activities, such as daycare facilities to outings organized by the RC. That is why I feel HDB flats are a far better place to age in place than a private condo or even an old folks home. Sorry, I think the latter is a very sad place to go towards your twilight years. I'd rather you employ a helper than throw your parents inside. For me, I confirm chop wouldn't do that. In this chart, it also highlights that the median age of the citizen population rose from 43 years to 43.4 years between June 2023 and June 2024. If you look at a decade ago in 2014, the median age was only 40.4. This means our society has generally become older together with an aging population. If our seniors are moving from privates to HDB flats, what implication does it have for the overall property market in the future? Think about it if I talk sense here. Other demand for the HDB market could come from singles to PR2s. Let's address singles first. Based on this chart, among the citizen population aged 25 to 49 years, there was a higher proportion of singles across all age groups in 2023 as compared to 2013. This was observed among both males and females. This means the HDB resale market can still be supported by singles who aspire to own their first HDB flat when they hit 35 years old. Back to the birth rate, we are definitely not having enough babies. What to do? Social norms have changed. That is why some choose to buy a second property for rental income for their retirement. For those who want to have more children, incentives should be given to them, such as priority to book BTO flats to ECs, and also to reduce the income ceiling so that more will be eligible. This is something that I have been advocating for in my earlier videos. A declining birth rate will have serious implications down the road, including the impact to property prices. Another reason that pushed up resale prices is the increase in immigration. If you look at the chart, there are an average of 22,400 citizens and 32,600 permanent residents annually from 2019 to 2023. Most new citizens who have bought a house already when they were a PR. This means those actively buying will most likely be PR. The majority of PR will prefer to buy a HDB flat, while those better off will go for private. Let's say only half of the 32,600 PR will buy a property. Assuming a family nucleus today is 3.2, this means there will be 5,000 families looking into properties. That is why the HDB resale market will constantly be supported by this group of buyers. This is the million-dollar question. Will HDB price continue to inch upwards? I suppose if Singapore economy is still doing well, companies are still employing, everyone has a job, this means the HDB RPI will have little reason to come down. The only risk is geopolitical tension in the Middle East. If this becomes a full-blown war, then anything can happen. On another note, the strong demand for HDB BTO flats is also the byproduct of the success of HDB public housing policy. As mentioned many times before, HDB built world-class public flats at affordable prices. The design is well thought. Space are generous. Low-fee facilities are built not only for the young but also for seniors. Low maintenance fees and most importantly, you are considered as the middle class. That is why government policy is targeted to help you reduce your cost of living through targeted subsidies and incentives. That's all. I will cover the Quarter 3 Private Property Price Index. What does it mean ahead for the private market in the next video? So, stay tuned to it.